Woo!
Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.
New year, new podcast, same price. Nada. Thank you for tuning in to the Dana Cortez Show podcast. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez. Why you look confused?
Because it's not even anywhere near
it doesn't
the new
matter.
Year.
It doesn't matter. It's not 2020.
Okay.
And as long as it's not 2020, I feel like it's a new year. Let's celebrate automatic.
I like to, you know, I'm into the technicalities of things. So we are almost midway through the year. I am DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You're just here for what, the podcast?
Oh, man, I'm here to get episode 85 started, dog.
Hey, let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm done being nice. I'm done coddling. I'm done messing around with this extra fat on my body. And if you're done, too, if you're ready to really get fit because, man, it's warming up. And this sweatshirt is hot.
Oh.
And I got to put on a bathing suit pretty soon. If you are ready, the Fat Club today is going to be about three simple steps that you can take to really lose weight. And I'm talking fast.
So are you angry at yourself for packing on the pounds?
You can hear that, huh? Automatic. Yeah, you can hear that. I am literally 10 pounds heavier than I was at this time last year.
You said you were 10 pounds heavier last month. So are you now 20 pounds heavier?
No, I'm not. I'm 10 pounds. I haven't lost anything.
I shoot every day, so I can't tell.
Well, you know, Dana, I stand with you on this scale a bit heavier myself. I did not gain a whole full 10 pounds, but I did gain some weight. And it's kind of in my chest area, which really accentuates my oversized nipples. And my moobs look really big.
Yeah, moobs are a big thing for you, man, right?
I'm trying to get rid of this. I'm ready. Let's lock in. Let's do it.
Okay, three steps. And look, you want to get serious? We're not going to be nice today.
Yeah, no.
We're going to be tough, okay?
Tough love today.
Yes, three simple steps to lose
weight. Get moving, fatty.
Fast when the Fat Club returns, coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I've literally been watching Scarface every day because I'm trying to get that Tony Montana attitude when it comes to my fat. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We do the Fat Club every Monday at this time, and I do it selfishly.
Okay.
Because I've kept 60 pounds off my body for over 10 years, and right now it's only 50. Automatic
okay.
Anthony A.
Back it up. What do you mean, Tony Montana? What are you trying to do?
The world is mine. The donuts aren't.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
I thought you were just lining up blow on your desk.
No,
that's a faster way to lose weight, but I don't do drugs.
That's what I was like, yo.
I simply say no, okay?
I don't ever remember him looking too big.
No.
I'm talking about the
but
attitude.
I get it.
You're
trying to grab it.
The mindset, the mentality.
Yeah, the mentality, man. Come on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Producers, I'd like some Scarface music underneath us today, okay? All right, three ways to lose weight fast. We're not going to coddle you today. This is it, people. It's getting hot.
We can't coddle you because you're too big.
Anthony, stop. And by the way, I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
I'm angry. I did a TikTok 2 months ago, like, let's do this together. Go to Dana Cortez Show. Go watch it. I'm like, yeah, let's do this. 2 months later, I'm in the same place I was then.
I'm just trying to avoid a triple chin.
Oh, my gosh, Otto. My double chin is out of control. I have to call somebody for some surgery. Dr. Bryant, where you at? All right. So, number one, you got to cut back on refined carbs now. If you do that, you will lose weight fast.
Can you define a refined carb
for me? I'm giving you an example.
Okay.
Pasta is a refined carb.
Okay.
It's a fake food. Sugar is a refined carb. Sugar is white. There's no nutritional value. It just is diabetes in a cup.
Well, and I'm two
soda.
For two. I'm two for two. Oh, yeah. Three for three then.
Oh, soda. Get
all
rid
last
of
night for dinner.
Oh, no.
I almost got up and walked out when she said pasta
no,
fake
sorry,
food.
I'm
so.
Sorry. Get it out of your life, okay? Now, soda, stop drinking it. You do all of that, you're going to lose weight. Number two, eat protein and fat. That's tricky, right?
So like steak and avocado.
Yeah, chicken and avocado. And throw a vegetable in there, too. How about throwing a veggie in there?
Some broccoli,
some cucumber. Just think about a nice iceberg lettuce, fresh tomato, bell pepper, and cucumber salad. Doesn't that sound good? When's the last time you put a salad in your mouth?
3 days ago.
Exactly. You should be doing that every day.
Toss
every
some over
day.
The weekend. So.
Oh, was it good? What did you eat?
A salad, but
he,
go ahead,
he
Dana.
Said,
yeah, go ahead.
Never
Otto.
Mind.
I don't know what he said. Okay. And then number three, this is it. Okay, this is the big one. Move your body. I know it's more comfortable on your couch. I know that your bed is so cozy and nice. And when you wash those sheets and the blankies, they feel so good. No, you've got to move your body. You're streaming your favorite shows. Get in front of the TV or, you know, put your smartphone up where you're and walk in place. I do it. You look crazy. It's okay. I'm talking to myself right now. You got to get up and you got to move your body. Start slow. Look, if you haven't exercised in a long time, I'm not here to lie to you.
Don't overdo it like I did. I was like, I'm going to get in shape. And I started jumping rope and I pulled my calf muscles.
And for a month, I've been hearing him whine. I'm like, automatic. You didn't stretch. You didn't do anything. I know. So, you look, start slow. Even if it's just walking, yep. It is the beginning of your journey. And look, if you're one of those fit people and you look good, good for you. Can you share some tips with the rest of us?
Ooh.
We never do that, you know, on our social media. Can you come to the Dana Cortez Show Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, whatever, and share some advice in the comments for all of us who struggle daily with our fatness?
By us, she means Dana Cortez.
No, I've seen your belly is out of control, Anthony A. And so is yours, DJ Automatic. You were running the other day, and you said your shadow looked like the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
All right, these three easy steps to lose weight quick. Little tough love, y'all. They're up on my Instagram story now. Go screenshot it, and let's get it started. At Dana Cortez, and we'll be right back with more coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
This is so exciting. A website is offering to pay people for watching home improvement shows. DJ Automatic, we can finally be millionaires. It's your WTF story. Let me tell you all about this. So if you spend too much time watching home improvement shows, like I know I do, I got a gig for you, okay? This is a website that reviews and compares home warranties. They want to pay someone $1,000 to watch at least 10 episodes of three home improvement shows. You got to watch them within a month and then write about each experience.
Well, we can knock that out in a weekend.
Sure, that's what I'm saying, baby. Let's do it.
Those home improvement shows get you good because they're kind of boring, but like kind of enlightening too. Like I was watching this one about building tree houses and stuff like that.
What's it called?
Hold on. I am an HGTV expert. I haven't seen a treehouse one.
Talk to me about it.
The treehouse guys, and they go around and build adult tree houses, if you may.
The high life is just a tree away on the Treehouse Guys on HGTV.
Okay, let's say I want one. What am I spending, like $20,000, $30,000?
$300,000.
For a treehouse?
You're going to have to finance your treehouse.
That's more than our home. That's ridiculous. Okay, well, my favorite show on HGTV, I don't know, it's a toss-up between Love It or List It or Hometown, that new one.
And are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
Well, shout out to Chip and Joe and Fixer Upper, okay?
No, that was my favorite, but they've moved on.
They got their own network now.
The idea of a fixer-upper, I think, to a lot of people is a dumpy little house with a $20,000 budget.
We really want to twist that. We want to turn that on its ear.
Anthony's like, who the hell are y'all talking about? All right, if you want to sign up to make money for watching home improvement shows, which if you're like me and Automatic, you already do anyway, head over to our social media. I'm attaching the application link. Is it too much for me to go on the record right now and say that DJ Automatic and myself are the Chip and Joe of radio? Is it too much?
It's a little much.
Ooh, I want their paycheck. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The timeline and a 24-hour news cycle just moves too fast. So in case you missed it, we've all put some stories together that you definitely need to pay attention to. For instance, I used to think 8 hours of sleep is necessary. No. I'll tell you why when we come back. Automatic, you said you have some kind of political scandal in the works?
I'm going to talk about Florida Representative Matt Gaetz and what he paid for with Cash App.
Oh, all right. And Anthony, yeah, I know there's some kind of masculinity issue in daddies.
Are manly men better fathers? Well, when we come back, I have the results from Ohio State study that reveals yes or no.
All right. So in case you missed it, when the Dana Cortez Show returns, that's next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
My entire life, my mom, my nana, my uncle, everybody told me you got to get 8 hours of sleep. That's not true. So in case you missed this story, I'm going to tell you how many hours you actually need. But first, DJ Automatic, there's some type of political scandal going on.
So in case you missed this, Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, he's in some hot water. First, he became friends with a tax collector in Florida named Joel Greenberg. Who's Joel Greenberg? Joel Greenberg's in trouble for defrauding Florida out of hundreds of thousands of dollars and for soliciting sex for minors.
What
does that have to do with Matt Gaetz, you ask? He's connected to Greenberg because documents show they both made payments to underage sex workers on Venmo and Cash App. Yes, this man actually was dumb enough to pay for sex with a Cash App.
There's layers of dumb here, though. First of all, these are if what you're saying is true, DJ Automatic. That means that there is a child involved.
Yes.
This could be a serious felony. And also taxpayer dollars?
Yeah. So Matt Gaetz is under federal investigation. And most Republicans and even Trump are staying as far as they possibly can away from him right now.
Well, they were real close to him. I saw him up on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News, and Matt Gaetz said, you went to dinner with me and one of these ladies.
I don't remember the woman you're speaking of or the context at all, honestly.
So, yeah, and Tucker Carlson, not like, so this is all blowing up in the Republican Party's face right now.
Well, I don't know about the Republican Party. I'm just saying, we see this kind of...
Well, the Florida Republican Party.
Okay, I was going to say, because we see this kind of womanizing and sexual assault on both sides of the aisle, and it's unacceptable by anyone.
Thanks.
Let's be real. All right, Anthony A., let's move away from that dumbness to your story.
Are manly men better fathers? Well, a Ohio State study claims that men who are competitive and adventurous are actually better fathers.
Really? Interesting.
Researchers surveyed men before and after the babies were born and found out those that exhibit stereotypical masculinity traits were more engaging and nurturing with their infants.
So you're saying that's why DJ Automatic is such a great father?
DJ Automatic has some good attributes. I think these are like positive stereotypes, which when we're talking about masculinity can be true. Like Automatic.
Well, one thing for sure, I'm very competitive.
You're very competitive. You could grill.
I can.
You grill?
Yeah. I'm athletic. I used to be at least.
So I just need to make sure I get my attributes up, and I'm starting off with boxing, and then I think I'm going to learn how to fix some cars via YouTube.
That is very manly. That's a manly man. Turn on that YouTube. You could literally learn brain surgery on YouTube at this point. And then finally, in case you missed it, if you're anything like me, you thought 8 hours of sleep is necessary. But what I've always found confusing is that I wake up all hours of the night. It never fails since I was little. And on weekends, I stay up till 2-3 in the morning. Well, it's not that I'm a night person. It turns out the 8 hours of sleep thing is only 2 centuries old. It's a construct of modern necessity. It's a fake. It's artificial. According to Robert Eckert, he's a historian for Virginia Tech, humans used to sleep in 2 distinctive chunks of 3 and 4 hours each, and we never hung out in bed. My life makes sense now. I don't need 8 hours of sleep every night. I just need at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep within a 24-hour period. Mm. Now, how am I going to tell them here at work that I want to sleep during this time?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody loves a good love story. When you hear the way this man proposed to his fiance, you're going to get so excited. It's beautiful, in case you missed it. All right, DJ Automatic, what you got for the people?
All right, if you're thinking about getting vaccinated, you might want to throw a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The U.S. is recommending that you not take it right now because they have multiple cases of blood clots. In a joint statement Tuesday, the CDC and the FDA said it was investigating clots and reduced platelet counts in 6 women after taking the vaccination. All 6 women were between the ages of 18 and 48. One actually died. A second is hospitalized in critical condition. There has been 6.8 million people that have gotten the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
But that's still a serious side effect.
It
so
is.
I understand. And I get it. You're trying to point out that it's a very tiny number that have been affected. But if that's your family member, you want to make sure that the vaccine is, you know, safe.
So my brother called me last night. My brother had a stroke 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get his vaccine. And he was up for the Johnson & Johnson. He actually turned it down after
he
hearing
said,
the
nah.
story. Yeah, he was like, you know what? The whole blood clotting thing, I've had to deal with that before. I'm not going to do that.
I've had two friends take it. And one, she was sick for 2 days. And then my other friend, he said he didn't feel any side effects.
Well, I think that, you know, again, to point out that this, obviously, 6.8 million people, you got 2 or 3 people sick. That is practically, you know, 0.000% of the vaccine having any kind of adverse effects. But still, I like that the CDC is recommending a little pause. I want some more, investigation done because I do want the vaccine. And I was going to go for the Johnson & Johnson. But you know what, DJ Automatic? We're going to be Pfizer people now, okay?
We're going to let Johnson & Johnson stick to making baby powder and lotion.
Thank you very much. Anthony A., what you have for the people?
Don't snicker, but people are judging chocolate by its wrapping.
What?
In case you missed it, a recent study asked participants to predict the taste of chocolate based on its packaging. And they assumed that chocolate wrapped in black packaging would taste bitter and that chocolate in yellow and pink packaging meant it would be sweeter.
Hmm. Are we judging a book by its cover?
Yes.
And chocolate by its wrapper. Obviously so. So what's your favorite chocolate? Because right away I started thinking about all the different chocolate that I love. I love the Dove because it's always in that beautiful, like, aluminum different colors. I just know it's going to taste good.
I was going to go for a magician and Twix up my sleeve joke, but I just love Twix. So.
What? All right, we're judging chocolate now, I guess so.
Thanks.
And then finally, in case you missed it, last week, William Hun went viral for giving his future bride 5 different ring options when he proposed to her after a romantic helicopter ride. Hun supplied a range of rings that were, you know, had different styles, different cut stones. His now fiance, Brittany Miller, obviously she said yes. She chose a rectangular cut stone with delicate pave. Let me tell you something, gentlemen. When you got men like Mr. Hun stepping up like that, 5 different rings, she got to make the choice.
Is he a jeweler or something? Or
no.
Friends with a jeweler?
No, he's a romantic man, DJ Automatic.
No, he didn't buy 5 rings.
He didn't. The jeweler allowed him to take the 5 rings. Well, he
so
put it
obviously
down the deposit.
He's got some money, and the jeweler was like, hey, if you don't bring these back for you.
And he gets a side chick for every ring.
Oh! No, he does not, FBA. He does not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How in the world are bars making money if people between the ages of 21 and 24 aren't drinking as much? Well, I'll tell you, because I got the story. In case you missed it, DJ Automatic, you're going first.
So President Biden will begin to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan before May 1st and finish no later than September 11th, which is the 20-year anniversary of 9/11. So did you hear what I just said? We've been in Afghanistan for 20 years.
Whoa. The 20-year war. I am not mad about this at all.
No, we had 2,200 people that died in Afghanistan, 20,000 wounded. We spent over $1 trillion, but we did get rid of Osama bin Laden, the man who put the 9/11 attacks together.
That's true. I mean, of course, that, you know, we wanted that to happen. It happened. But what I want is that trillion to be invested into the United States infrastructure. And I realize we have to help other countries. We got to do things to keep world peace. I get it. I understand. But our stuff is falling apart. When DJ Automatic, he went to go DJ in Singapore, one of the first things he did is call me and say, man, the U.S. is not all it's cracked up to be. Like, we look crazy.
Well, their infrastructure is brand new compared to ours. But, I mean, they are working on, there is a bill passed, then they're going to start working on roads and bridges and all that stuff now, too.
It's about 50 years late.
It
I'm
is.
Not kidding. We're so far behind.
Shout out to the troops, though, men and women who've served our great country. Woo, woo, woo. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Anthony A., what you got?
Ever wish your boss would shut up for a second?
Yes.
Careful what you say, Automatic Anthony.
You ain't my boss.
Careful. Well, I'm your boss, and you're going to like
it. You ain't the boss.
Well, in case you missed it, science agrees with you now. A study out of the University of Baylor, yes, the ones who won the national championship, reveals that bosses who listen less and blabble on more during meetings get less productivity out of their employees.
Oh.
Amen.
The research goes on to recommend that managers should listen to employees' ideas with an open mind. Yes, the good and the bad ones, okay? I've thrown some bad ideas
so out. You're saying it's good to be a, like, the silent, stern boss.
It's good to be the open-minded boss. You want to make sure it has, like, a free-flowing way of communication.
Yeah,
like,
why you got to throw stern in there? Yeah, like, nobody said stern
I'm telling you, people got to have a little bit of fear in them when they're working
nobody
for
nobody has to be afraid of anything. This is why this study was conducted, because of people like you.
Yeah.
No, you should have open conversation. You should be able to go to the person.
You got to keep people on their toes.
No. Jeez. You should have an open conversation with the people you work with. You never know who's going to have the best idea. For instance, the janitor at Frito-Lay came up with hot Cheetos, and the rest is history.
Thanks.
All right, so my story, in case you missed it, alcohol-free bars are popping up all around the country, along with alcohol-free drinks. So, you know that every January, we got Dry January, right? There's this big old challenge.
Never heard of it.
Well, Automatic, it doesn't surprise me. Well, bar owners noticed that people between the ages of 21 to 24 are just drinking less throughout the week than previous generations. So, but they still want to go out. They just don't want to drink that much. So they're charging covers at the door and creating these beautiful non-alcoholic drinks, and it's actually working. So what are these 21 to 24-year-olds doing? they're partaking in Mary Jane.
Oh, nice.
They still drink on the weekends, but they don't want that hangover during a week.
Who wants to go to class hungover?
Thanks.
It's not, they're going to be like vaping and making TikTok videos in there.
No, no vaping and TikTok. And I'm sure you both know a lot about going to class hungover.
Mm-hmm.
I never made it.
Apparently, this generation's a lot smarter. All right, we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are men being feminized? If you read some of the more conservative, you know, publications online, if you watch some of those conservative news programs, America is trying to turn men into women. And I'm here to tell you, it's not true. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We're going to debate this. Automatic Anthony A. I think I could put a dress on both of you and it would not make either one of you a woman.
No, it wouldn't. Are we talking about this because of Kid Cudi on Saturday Night Live?
We are, DJ Automatic. Yes, he is the latest celebrity to wear a dress and then just get attacked by conservative media.
Well, I mean, I recently got a pedicure, so, you know, at the same time, I think a little bit of it.
And it felt good, didn't it?
It's true, dog. A little bit of it's true. We are.
So, are men being feminized? Let's debate it next when the Dana Cortez Show returns.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kid Cudi wore a dress on SNL to pay tribute to Kurt Cobain, and conservative media had a field day saying that America is trying to make men women. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We are going to debate this right now. Automatic Anthony A. First of all, what did you think of the dress?
I
wasn't a fan of the spaghetti top, if that's what they're calling it.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? It wasn't a good fit.
I mean, honestly, I thought it was a cheap ploy for attention. Kid Cudi hasn't been hot for a second now. I mean, I love his music. Don't take that the wrong way.
Automatic, you have some Cudi fans coming at you.
But right. He hasn't had like a big hit in a minute. This was an opportunity for him to get some attention, and he took full advantage of it.
It worked. We're talking about
saying
it.
He was doing a tribute to Kurt Cobain, which he probably was, but he knew what he was doing when he wore that dress.
I agree with you. And I think it was a good cry for attention and needed. And on that note, I do blame Kanye West for his failed comeback last year.
Shut the fuck up.
With all that being said.
Hey, speaking of Kanye West, remember when he wore that leather skirt?
Oh,
didn't make him a woman. Now
I will say Cudi looked cuter.
Kanye was not in the best shape when he put that skirt on.
Like very masculine Irish homies have been wearing kilts for a long time, so I'm like a kilt's like the same.
Yeah, Kanye's was more like a kilt.
Let's go all the way back to when dresses and skirts used to be gender neutral. Long hair was worn by both sexes as well. In fact, high heels were worn by men first. Persian soldiers used them to stabilize themselves when they were shooting bows in the 10th century. And then when they were traveling to Spain and France and Germany for foreign relations meetings, people liked the way the heels and hose looked. So other men adopted the same thing. So women actually adopted that look from men.
What?
So just, yeah. See, you didn't even know all that, did you?
I had no idea.
There is a picture of Franklin D. Roosevelt as a two-year-old boy.
He's basically got heels on.
No, he does not have heels on. He's two years old.
A lifted heel.
No, automatic. Let me finish and then you can jump in. No, he's two. He's wearing black patent Mary Janes and he has a dress on.
Oh.
And long hair, and he looks like a little girl by today's standards. You can see the photo now. It's in my Instagram story, at Dana Cortez. The thing is, the whole women wear dresses and men wear pants really didn't become a thing until after World War II.
Oh.
So there you go.
Well, I grew up in Santa Fe, and it never really became a thing because there used to be this guy who used to walk past my junior high every day in a different dress.
And also, there's like some shorter homies who are insecure about the height, and they wear those little wedges. And those are kind of like,
there's somebody in radio that wears them platform shoes. He's real short. He wears them all the time.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. You're still a man, sir. You're still a man.
But like at the same time, now there is a big plea for us men to be more emotionally, you know, available and stuff like that. Like that was never a real thing. Like Automatic brought up some people from Santa Fe, but I was really raised on Scarface, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scarface, yeah. Tony
Don't
Montana.
You show your emotion.
He's like, I got my word in my...
All I have in this world is my ball and my word, and I don't break them for no one. You understand?
Now it's like, no, Tony, you have more than your word on your... You have feelings and emotions, and you should sit down and talk about it, Tony.
I will say that I don't think that's the feminization of men. I love that you are now allowed to express your feelings. I think that's a sign of intelligence. All right, that's our debate. Back with more to Dana Cortez Show coming up next. Otto, I'm going to get you some heels for the game.
I'll pass.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you were little, did you ever go treasure hunting or scavenger hunting?
Of course.
Remember, that's so good, right? Well, today's WTF story is about a Maine couple hiding $20,000 for a state treasure hunt. You can find it. And it's all cash, baby. It's no Usher bucks, okay? This is real money. All right, so this is how it goes. They decided to celebrate the Pine Tree State's 200th anniversary by creating a treasure hunt worth the $20,000. They spent 3 years casing the entire state to decide where to hide the 20 grand in cash. The hunt involves a secret, a riddle, and a puzzle. Oh. With clues on cards you have to buy first, a dollar from each sale goes to the Maine Cancer Foundation. That is so nice. And the couple hopes it will get people out and exploring their beloved home state. Exercise, sunshine, $20,000 in cash, baby.
Sounds a lot like the Fenn treasure that they were trying to do in New Mexico a few years ago. You remember that one? But that one was worth millions.
Hold on, Mike. Explain to everybody, because you're right. This is a box that this guy hid. We're talking millions in emeralds and rubies and gold.
So this man named Forrest Fenn hid a 11th century box filled with gold and rubies and stuck it out in the middle of New Mexico and put out a riddle that said, hey, go find this. It took 10 years for somebody to find it. 5 people died. They say over 100,000 people look for it, and they will not disclose who the finder of the box is.
So I heard someone that we work with knows the person who won. He knows the individual that found the box of treasure, but cannot reveal it, because if he ever reveals that it's him, he can't keep the treasure.
Well, Forrest Fenn is dead, so who's going to take the treasure?
Tell us who you are. We want to know. All right, so that's today's WTF. Back with more of the show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Before we begin today's one confession, I want to tell you, when you call the Dana Cortez Show, this is a safe space. We like to joke each other, you know, and shade a little bit and all that. But at the end of the day, what you confess, we appreciate. We will try to always be respectful of. And I say that because when we got this call, it really touched me.
Yes, I have a confession to make. I'm in love with a woman.
That's a woman who's in love with a woman. And when you hear the rest of her confession, you'll understand why she felt the need to call us. And that's why I'm encouraging you to tap in. Okay, you have a safe space here. If there's something that's just weighing on your heart, you're welcome to call and confess now, and we'll continue with this story that she has for us when we come back.
I mean, I'm pretty much a psychologist at this point.
Right?
I only need like 2 more classes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we'll play the rest of her call when One Confession returns right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm encouraging you to call in with any confession you have. It could be the deepest, darkest secret. It could be something silly. It could be something like this woman called to confess.
Yes, I have a confession to make. I'm in love with a woman. I'm a woman, but I'm in love with a woman in my family. They don't know about it, but I think I'm going to go ahead and like tell everybody.
Why doesn't your family know about it, like honestly?
They don't accept that type of thing, but I mean, I'm crazy in love with this girl, and it's like I can't stop.
Can I say something to you real quick? I just want to tell you that we love you and that your family should love you. The job of a family is to love one another unconditionally. And I'm happy that you're in love. And as long as you find love, you should open your arms and embrace it. Every time we love, we should be grateful and thankful for that. And I hope you find your happiness.
You can't pick and choose who you love.
No.
You just love.
You just love. I appreciate that confession, because you're going to help somebody who's going through the same thing.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys so much.
All right. Love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know how many people I'm going to get DMing me the most hateful things and how I'm going to hell? And I mean, I'm not kidding.
But
anytime,
what?
Because of supporting someone who loves someone of the same sex, do you know how often I get that kind of direct message from people?
Oh, why? Why are they so involved in somebody else's sex life?
Because that to them apparently makes them righteous and feel better about their lives. I don't know. It makes me sad to know that this woman can't tell her family how she feels.
Yeah.
I understand you may not like a lot of things your children will do, but you have to unconditionally love your children. You may not support everything they do, but that doesn't stop you from loving your child, does it?
I don't know. It should not. And I don't think anything like that should ever do it. This kind of does break my heart too, though, because my mom was so like liberal. It was crazy. You know, like she would constantly tell me and my brother, like, I wish I had a gay son. So
no, Anthony's like, mom though.
For real.
For some reason, like, I actually believe you.
Rosa, like for real. Yeah, she like, yo, so, she got the fist up and everything.
So like, it just really breaks my heart to have to hear this lady call in and not be able to have that type of open communication with her.
She
family.
Called us strangers, which we encourage you to do. That's why I'm saying it. She's calling strangers because she has anyone she could talk to.
Sometimes you just got to get it off your chest. Sometimes you got to talk to somebody about it. And like with the situation that is as serious as this one, you always have to talk about it. You have to let people know how you're feeling.
You do, because if you bottle that emotion up, it can make you sad. You can become depressed. And why would you want to live your life unhappily to make someone else happy? Do not force yourself into a sadness because of what other people think, because of what other people feel. And all those ugly DMs I'm going to get today... Yes, I'm going to be sad, but I don't care. One confession, you are welcome to tap in on the phones right now. And if you can't call in, send me a voice message. At Dana Cortez on Instagram or Dana Cortez Show. We'll play you on the radio. Okay?
You can do that on Instagram now.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of them already. So please feel free. We'll be right back with more of the show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You're driving along, minding your own business, when suddenly some aggressive jerk cuts you off without even signaling or checking his blind spot. Can you say road rage? What are you going to do, automatic? Flip him the one-finger salute? No. We have two tips on how to manage road raids, brought to you by two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And my man, DJ Automatic, not only is he a world-renowned DJ, an NBA DJ, he is what the Webster's Dictionary classifies as a road rage-type personality. All right, Automatic.
Can you, obviously, you look this up without letting me know. Please tell me what kind of personality you have.
An angry and aggressive driver who often gets upset at another person's driving. That's what you are, DJ Automatic.
I can't argue with that.
All right, so, and like, I do feel, as of recent, that your road rage has been up a little bit?
Yeah, it's been up because there's traffic again.
Right?
I mean, there wasn't any traffic for almost a year. I mean, we were living that good life. You could just drive everywhere and, you know, the streets were just basically open and you could just have that free flow while you're cruising along to your whatever destination you're on.
Now
I've got people constantly cutting me off. I've got old men taking pictures of me. I've got women that trying to confront me.
And the lady who cut you off after dinner last night, you did say some rude things to her in your car.
I didn't say it to her, though. She couldn't hear me.
Okay, so she
and I didn't even finish the word.
You're getting mad now, dude. Okay, so
I'm defensive.
Who may be experiencing some road rage or you have another just surge of negative energy that hits you when you're on the highway, put this into your mindset. Expect other drivers to make mistakes and remember that we're all human.
I do that.
All right.
Within reason. I mean, I know nobody's perfect, and I'm not the perfect driver either. But some people shouldn't even have a license.
Oh, there we go, Doug. I was going to say, number two, when you're all on the road, be clear and communicative with other drivers. Be predictive. Always check your blind spots and always use your signals. That's what I was going to say. That way you're open to everybody else. That energy conveys throughout the car, DJ Automatic.
Yes, be a defensive driver. That is good.
I feel like you're not impressed with these tips right now.
I'm not.
Okay, so do you want to be impressed with the traffic joke then?
You know what I want to do? I want to knock on some wood because I feel like I'm talking a whole lot of trash about driving. I'm probably going to get in a car accident.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Automatic, what did the traffic light say to the car?
What did the traffic light say to the car, Anthony, eh?
Don't look. I'm changing. Hello. Nope. Okay. This one.
Okay.
Y'all can take this
one
home.
You got to come with a better one.
Okay. This one right here.
I'm angry at that joke.
Why do they dedicate the traffic circle to Matthew McConaughey?
Why do they... dedicate the traffic circle to Matthew McConaughey, Anthony A.
Because it was all right.
That was a little bit better.
Remember the words of Matthew McConaughey. It's going to be all right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bananas. The delicious fruit that is very healthy for you. A fruit that's high in potassium and generally tastes really good. However, there's a catch, DJ Automatic.
What is that?
Bananas are the most phallic looking fruit on the planet. Give us 2 minutes of your attention and we're going to tell you how to eat a banana and keep your dignity. All right, welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Automatic, and a lot of people out there may be thinking,
this is a new low that we're sunk to right here.
What? What do you mean, dude? I'm just trying to get my potassium, baby. I love bananas. Okay. I love a good nanner.
So can you please tell me how you can eat a banana and still keep your dignity?
Okay. Yes, of course I will, DJ Automatic. And people out there will be listening and thinking, oh, this is just an insecure heterosexual male problem. No.
Sounds like it from jump.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Man or woman, it does not matter, dude. Anytime anyone's tackling or biting a banana in public, you look a little suspect. And anybody knows. It opens you up. It opens. Man, woman, this problem is gender neutral. It does
but
not matter.
But let me tell you, that applies to straws. It also applies.
Come on. Bananas are the most look. Bananas
how
and pickles.
About popsicles?
Nah, popsicles, you get away with a popsicle. Bananas and pickles, sus. But right now, we're going to focus on bananas because I love bananas. Okay?
How about a cucumber?
Cucumbers, you got to dice them.
Who just eats a cucumber like that?
Come on, dude.
Psychos.
Come on. All right. So the following steps will allow you, man or woman, to eat a banana in public and keep your dignity. Number one, whenever possible, cut it up. Throw it in some, you know, mix it in some cereal if it's possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. Put it between your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Ooh, now you're talking that talk, DJ Automatic. Number two, if you're on the run and you're on the go and you have to bite it, hold it from the middle, not from either end. All right? That just looks a little funny.
So you're saying attack it, like, in the middle?
Well, no, hold it in the middle, but you can still attack it from either end, but just don't hold it from one side or hold it from the tip, you know?
Who was that actor that started eating the burrito from the middle a couple of years ago?
Oh, ew.
Do you remember that?
Oh, ew. I don't even know that. I don't want to know that person. All right? How about that? And the final way to eat a banana and keep your dignity is peel the banana and break the banana off into small pieces and then put those small pieces in your mouth.
Mm-mm. Let me tell you, you're going way too far with this. Oh. I mean, you sound like the most insecure man on the planet right now.
Really? Too far or the back of your throat? Which one? Get out there, enjoy that potassium, and enjoy them bananas. Anthony H. said so.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm not going to lie, Anthony. You picked some good segments there.
There we go, guys.
For the podcast. I really enjoyed it. I always enjoy it. I mean, of course, everybody who listens is brilliant.
Listen, she loves the way she sounds.
Thank you for listening to the Dana Cortez Show Podcast. We have a lot of them, so keep tuning in.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.